Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Behold, I am making all things new. The broken is restored. The defiled is purified. The wicked are condemned. The righteous live. The curse is lifted from the world, and there shall be a new heavens and a new earth. For Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ shall come again. He restores, he heals, he forgives, he gives life, and he is with you always to the very end of the ages. He is with you always not to be your emotional support or your life coach. He is not with you even to be your friend that you can always lean on in times of trouble. But he is with you to save you, to take away your guilt, to heal you, to restore you, to give you life, and to raise you from the dead. He is not a weak Savior who needs your assistance and can only help you a little bit. He is a mighty Lord who rises in glory and now works all things so that you might be brought into that glory. Behold, he says, I am making all things new. The reality of this fallen, chaotic, spiraling world is the reality of the resurrection of the dead. So nothing is out of control because Jesus lives. And he controls all things with his pierced yet resurrected hands. So pain is gone. Ailments are gone. Suffering is gone. Natural disasters, wars, and plagues are all gone. The death that separated you from your beloved is gone. Your terminal disease, aching joints, failing body, and deteriorating mind is gone. Your chaotic schedules, disobedient children, and your own selfish heart, gone. Christ is making all things new. All things in creation and all things in your body. In the mystery of the Word and the sacraments, he affects this cosmic change, because there, in Word and sacrament, he brings his cross, an empty grave. So there, you see life, not death, love, not sin, hope, not despair. What you see in the world will not last. But what you see in this sanctuary will last forever. So no need for us to cling to an ideology of the world that is geared toward fixing climate or the world. No need for us to try to make Christmas or Easter or birthdays or anniversaries or family time or weekends special. No need for us at all. Because Christ has already done all that. We are not playing an important role in bringing the kingdom of God to this earth. We are the recipients of his kingdom. For again, he is not a weak Savior who needs our assistance. He is a mighty Lord who manifests his kingdom where and when it pleases him. We receive it, and we are changed. Changed in body, soul, mind, and heart. So society chants their protests. We chant the praises of Christ. They take a stand against something that they perceive to be evil. We stand to welcome our risen Lord. They want to make a difference in the world, to effect some kind of change. We confess that only Christ has made that change by rising from the dead. They think they are the hands of God to punish evil and to establish a new world order. Racism gone, classism gone. Inequality will give way to equity. The roles of men and women gone. Gender gone. The so-called oppressive system of the American Republic gone. And they are willing to harm anyone who stands in their way. And yet we see ourselves as citizens of an eternal kingdom, living as a new creation, to love others, to help others, to serve others, to give ourselves wholly and completely to them, and to take care of the world that our Lord has given. Their ideologies are demonic delusions. And so they have no need of a resurrection from the dead, because they are more than capable of effecting this change on their own. Yet we see the things of this world differently, because Jesus has died and Jesus has been raised from the dead. So we live in the reality of Easter. He has already changed the world and our lives. We are not children of death, but we are children of life, children of the Heavenly Father, sons and daughters of the King, heirs of heaven. The world will be restored. Life will flourish. Today is an earth-shattering event, a life-altering reality. Behold, he says, I am making all things new. If the Son is making all things new, then what do you have to do to try to fix it? Nothing. For again, Jesus is not a weak Savior who needs your help in some form, but he is a mighty Lord who alone takes away your sin, who alone has removed the curse. He alone gives you sight and strength and energy and immortality, for his blood alone has redeemed you. He alone is making all things new. The Holy Spirit has opened your eyes to see just that, to see what so many crave and yet can never find, that through the Word and through the sacraments, Jesus changes the world, because there in Word and sacrament is his death and resurrection. So we are not dying. We are living. The mortal is made immortal. Earthbound creatures are given a place in heaven. Our end is not the end of anything, but only the beginning of sight, for this body too will rise. And when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then your eyes will see all that Christ has accomplished for you. Then you will see the new creation in which you now live. And you will see the saints and angels surrounding the Lamb who was slain but yet now lives. You will see a glorious, holy, and immortal body, your own body, glorious, holy, and immortal. And your heart and your desires and your feelings will be filled with nothing but joy and gladness. That reality is yours right now, though you do not see it, and may seldom never feel it. But the Spirit has opened your eyes to believe it. So what you long for, he freely gives. What the world tries to acquire through its own efforts and laws, Christ simply places on your lips and in your ears. So when you look at this consecrated bread, you see Jesus risen from the dead. When you look at an absolving pastor, you see Jesus. When you see the font, you see the river of life flowing from the throne of God. When you enter this space, you see the great company of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, that is not a delusion. That is reality. Christ is here making all things new, and where Christ is, there is the full company of heaven. Here the angels shine like lightning, and their clothes are white as snow. Here you join their glorious song to shake the very foundations of heaven itself, though we can't even rattle these windows. You are not mimicking heaven's worship here, or waiting for something more to come. But as you gather, you are actually participating in heaven's worship. Every single time. And so here you see your loved one who has died in the faith. Here you gather with them. For where Christ is, there are all his saints. They are not dead, but they live. For is not Christ the resurrection and the life? They have taken their place in the heavenly liturgy while we fill these pews. Oh, many of them we knew. Many of them sat next to us and sang the songs with us. We heard their voices and enjoyed their physical presence. But do not forget that they still gather with you here this day. Saints in glory, saved by Christ. At the altar, Christ forgives sins. At the altar, he removes the curse. So at the altar is our fellowship with them and with one another. At the altar is the new creation. So at the altar, we see the reality of our bodies, that we are not dying, but we are living. We see the reality that we will run and jump and sing in the very courts of heaven itself. We're not trying to escape the difficulties of this world. Neither are we trying to ignore our duty to be faithful stewards of all that God has given to us. But we are simply living in the reality of the resurrection. We believe that Christ is making all things new through his word and sacraments, for there we find Christ who has died and yet now lives. He lives and he reigns. And we will not only live and reign with him on the last day as heavenly saints, but we live and reign with Christ right here, right now, as earthly saints through faith. The Spirit has opened your eyes to see this. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.